Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my place. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
You can find me and the rest of the staff at monstrousradio.com. Hit our page or hit our pick link. You can send us invites to our personal sites on certain social networks. You can catch me personally at emonster.com. You can catch Miss Stallion Baltimore coming up on a brand new cooking network. That's right. This weekend, they got a new show called How to Eat Lavish and Elegant. Elegant cuisine on your EBT card. I'm just saying. Matter of fact, I think I hear the shaka coming in the room now. What's good, Miss Cal? Y'all, Baltimore. Come on, Cal.
What's going on? What's going on? Your ass is pretty high today there, boy. You had a very good night, didn't you?
Oh, we're going to talk about that here coming up in a little bit, my little birthday. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Did you actually work? Did you work?
No, I did not. I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. I was going to ask you, did you pay your two shorts on?
Nope, and they didn't play it last night neither. I should have got up there and requested it and then hit you up on Hang Time, Snapchat or something.
Right.
You dig?
Right.
So, all right.
So, I can throw that shit out the window.
There you go.
But what's going down on Karma Cafe? What's going on?
Well, actually, hold on. Let me go over here and check with this caller. I think we got a little guest that's going to ride the show with us tonight. Hold on. Let me see.
Y'all, it's relentless without, you know,
there
you ain't come on a minute. You know, if I take over the show, boy, knowledge to these old folk, not these old folk, but the wise people, you know, I'm only on the show not to be E-Monster, not to be the host, not to be Stallion. That's co-host. Just a little guest, but this guest is going to leave your mind brain in a whole nother membrane in the same brain that you need. See, that's crazy. Y'all know what I mean. But basically, what I mean is I'm going to speed knowledge to the ones that don't use their brain. Feel me?
Right.
And, you know, Dr.
Tonight?
Stallion, like what I was talking E on the phone with, the dude last show, like I said, you could ride a Honda, but you can't ride a Lamborghini. You feel me? What adding on to what I said is you could have any girl you want, but you can't ride a Stallion. It don't work. Yeah. People just think, oh, because you're successful. Hey, you don't, Stallion got class. You in the wrong teacher, girl.
Right.
You know,
about,
you know, I just broke up with my shorty. I told E about it. Like, E know it up. But that's not the topic of the show.
Yeah.
I got a business to run. So let's do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's do this.
Right. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about that, bro, because that's a real topic. We had some real talk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, how you ended up coming up was we ended up talking. He was like, man, anybody think they just can just call in and talk to Stallion Baltimore like they Texas? What the hell? Do they know who they talking to? Do they not go check her page? So you can't come on here like some little boy. You can't just try to dick a Stallion. What the hell is you trying to do? You can't just do that. You can't just do that.
So we got relentless
giving us the perspective from the young mind tonight. You did?
Right.
Let me go ahead and get into this music so we can get our little talk on. You dig? So, all right, y'all, if you're out there listening, you're on social networks, make sure you share the link. Tell them the number 424-243-9649. Comma Cafe, call in. You did your work all week. You got that punk ass coworker. This motherfucker just a supervisor, but he want to act like he the owner of this dick. If you don't squeeze your little hands down the block somewhere, go over there work on the charts or something, and leave me the fuck alone, let me do my job, I'm not gonna blast your ass on Monsters Radio. But that's what we on tonight. So all right, to help y'all get y'all woosaw on, if you fly out there, put your hands up. I can't see you, motherfucker. I'm just saying, put your hands up, cause that's how we gonna start it out. Woosaw. The show starts right about
now.
Gia, welcome to the church, volume 2. Exclusive 213. Got my nephew Nate Dogg in the house. Nate Dogg, holla at him. Where you at?
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl sing. Sang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural. When you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her heart. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was home alone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
Why?
Cause I'm fly.
Yeah, super fly. Nate
Dogg. Oh, I'm fly. Yeah,
you know he's super fly. But me, I'm super duper, and I'm super duper fly. I be the greatest, I know you waited this, and I wanted this to be a labyrinth and so strenuous. Then you just fly by and whiz, eh? You want another piss, eh? That the way that you gon' be his, eh? I know you're feeling all hurt inside, but won't you talk to a player? Let me help out your pride. I'm like a counselor, a pastor, a priest, or a psychologist, a shrink on a freak peak. My technique, I wear mink skater boots, and I'm the rip that gets the loot, and I ain't afraid to shoot, and I love to choo-choo. Beat deep as I slide up the street. I'm from the LBC, and I don't know what y'all done heard about me, but I'm a CRIP with some PIMP too. I'm a real pimp player from the 213 crew. Now look here, boo, if you gon' bang or hang with the dog, you best to get in. Holla at her, Nate Dogg.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl sing. Sang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural.
Is that right,
when you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her heart. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was home alone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
What you crying for?
I'm fly.
Yeah, he's super fly.
Nate, go. Yeah. Oh, I'm fly, yeah.
Warren. Three piece with a mink. Gotta think my shit stinks. Stacey Adams with a drink. Pockets pat them, they come from Brink. So what the ladies wink? You the one in the Mercedes. Shotgun with the thing. Cold chillin' watching the Lion King. Crying and things, cause I'm with Snoop and Nate, singing, rhyming and things. I'm out late, cause I'm grinding for change. I ain't with dying for dames. Cock back and I'm trying to aim at everything that be hating my fame. Since regulating, been lacing the game. Ain't no mistaking the game. 2-1 mother effing thrizzle, sipping on the sizzle. And that's the shizzle. Four times for the riddles. You know these bars. Everywhere we go. You know who was on. You could tell by the car. Champagne, caviar, bubble back. I say I love you, and I laugh.
In my car, and I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl sing. Sang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural. When you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her heart. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was home alone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
Why?
Cause I'm fly.
Yeah, he's super fly.
Nate Jones.
Oh, I'm fly, yeah.
My bad, I get into this music. I love this music thing, you dig? So, hey, some people, they get into the stuff we be talking about, Scary on Baltimore. Did they? I'm just saying.
Right, right.
They get into it. They get in their emotions. Like the little part I just said about it. Your supervisor thinks he run this motherfucker. You did? He just working like me. You did? Stop acting like you run the whole goddamn building like you the owner. You did? Who you trying to impress? The manager, motherfucker? You did? He don't even like you. I'm just saying. If somebody hit me up just now on one of the social networks, talking about, well, maybe if you do your job, they wouldn't have to say nothing to you. Ooh, damn.
Wow.
That must be a supervisor. You did?
That must be.
I'm just saying.
That's what that is. That's what that is. That's a supervisor for your manager or something.
Right.
I'm
just saying like
that. Your employee's not doing their job. Maybe because you're not a good supervisor. How about that?
So, I'm just saying, hey, let's just count our blessings. It wasn't a monstrous radio supervisor.
Why?
Look.
I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look. I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel flat. I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah, be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Since the truth keep niggas traumatized, they try and compromise my kind of size. So I Snapchat that whole shit. Tryin' see titties, tryin' show dick. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I get slammed with lawsuits like Cardos, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now, I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, nigga, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. In the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Yeah, if you're blessed enough, call 424-243-9649. Time for some Comic Cafe in this motherfucker. You did? We're about to open up the lines. We're about to put y'all on and see what the hell y'all had going on throughout the week. You got your problems? We gonna hood solve them. You dig? You just wanna put somebody on blast. Don't forget, Comic Cafe. We the only cafe that ain't got no menu. But you will be served what you are deserved. You feel me?
Right on.
Well, I guess, you know, before we go into, you know, we gonna bring the young guy back, Relentless, here in a second. You dig? He got some stuff.
Okay.
He wanna get off his little man chest. You know, he got his little taco meat on his little chest. He got standing up and shit. He got some shit he want to get off. For sure. We're going to talk about that in a second. But
right.
Let's talk about my little party last night.
Okay. Let me hear about it. I seen your picture. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You and them snow bunnies.
Did you see that video?
I didn't see that video.
Yes. You ain't seen nothing yet. You better go to monstersradio.com. Go to show links. Look at eMonsters, my pick. Push it. Take it to my Facebook page. Send me an invite. You might want to send me a message where you come from. Because if I don't know you, you ain't my friend. Follow me, motherfucker. But I accept the invite, though, if you tell me who you is and why you're sending me the invite. But
y'all don't worry about it. I'm not his friend either.
Yeah, you got to see the video. I'm just gonna say it like this. That wasn't what I was looking for when I turned on my camera. You did.
Oh really?
I was gonna go get the DJ. Yeah, I was gonna go get the DJ, the host. There were two hosts.
Uh-huh.
You did? I was gonna go get the other host, pumping up the show, tell people come out, kick it with me on my birthday. I got my first drink. Y'all behind.
Right.
And I ran into something totally different. Y'all got to check it out. I'm going to put it in the Monsters Radio group and on the Monsters Radio page. Twitter and Facebook.
Hello. You supposed to be done did that. You behind. You are fucking fired.
I don't know. I'm about to get pulled out the house.
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah. You might want to see it before it comes down. Or I'll be asking to move in. It is what it is. But I enjoy myself. Can't nobody DJ like me. But it is what it is. DJ Ski held it down last night. He even had me up bopping around grooving. You dig? Mad shout out to MGM, okay. Bumpy Johnson Books, the whole family came out. You know, they came out kicking. I sure enough appreciate y'all. You dig? Big shout out to the motherfuckers that said they was coming. I took the motherfucking drugs to make my back work. By the end of the night, my back was tore out. You dig? Got a little too into it. shout out to motherfuckers that didn't come out. I took the shots for you anyway. But it is what it is. But I enjoyed myself, for real, for real. I really did. Got out. I didn't have to DJ, so I didn't have to work. I could really enjoy it. I really appreciate it. You dig? I'm really on my second childhood. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm like a toddler with money. You can't tell me no. If I can touch it, I own it. You feel me? Hello.
All right.
So that's what it do. So, all right, so let's go over here to the show. What up, Jay Dirty? I see you, brother. We're going to get to you in a second. I got some news for you, too, player. I got some reviews on you. I got some reviews on him.
On Jay Dirty.
Let's go over here to Georgia.
Don't let me out to kick some ass over Jay Dirty now. What reviews you got?
Yeah, let's go over here. Relentless like this.
Yeah, yeah.
What's good,
still
young
here.
Man?
Still here. Not much, you know. Just came out of a good relationship. Nah, it ain't good. It was bullshit. But hey, I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it. I'm gonna just come right out, man.
It was good while you were in it.
Yeah, it was good while I was in it. I ain't gonna lie. The water was fine.
Right.
But you know, you have to understand that. You know, you got to show a man respect after a while. If you keep, you know, being disrespectful and not doing ladylike things, I'm gonna consider you not a lady. I'm gonna put you in the kid category. So, you know, you know how it is.
So tell us the situation. Tell us the situation. All
right, this is what happened. I'm with my shorty. Yeah, hold on. Somebody calling my mom. Hold up. This is live, man. It's live. Come on. Come on, hey, get your phone, man. All right, I'm back. I'm giving mama her phone.
Okay.
Situation happened. I've been with her for 10 months. She's a hood girl, but she was disrespectful here and there. But, you know, at a time when you close your eyes that night, you think in the back of your head, are you going to continue dealing with this for the rest of your life? And I thought about it like this. It was 10 months. She told me yesterday that she had hard feelings for some dude she only knew for 5 months. So you ain't going to tell me 10 months worth of invested feelings for a little bitch nigga that only you know in school that's not nowhere near my level. I'm in college. I dated a high school chick just to see if I could bring her up, see if I could save a hoe. I tried to be Drake, but it didn't work. So, you know, after a while, she started disrespecting me. This morning, my mom came in the crib. I told E this. My mom came. She was arguing with me. I kicked her out. She came back. She wanted me to take her home. I thought about all the moments where I went to her house and she was disrespectful in front of her family and kicked me out in front of them. Made me walk home by myself. Dolo. I didn't say nothing. I kept rolling with the punches because I'm a man. I ain't going to let that get me down. It's just a moment. So she came out of nowhere. She left. She was like, suck my dick. I said, what? Okay. You a kid.
What?
You want to talk crazy with your mouth. And yeah. You heard right, brother. Yes, sir. Yes. You heard right. She said that. So I didn't do nothing. I said, I got physical. I ain't beat her. I ain't do nothing. I just grabbed her, little tough, you know, tossed out the door like some trash. Feel me? Tossed out the door, walk home. And
right.
I told her, my mom told me the same thing. I don't like it from the jump, but I saw you was happy, and I ain't say nothing because I love you, baby. I said, that's
right.
Real mom.
And, you know, she talking to me right now on Facebook. She just hit me up. Thank you. Wait a minute, sack. We all live. We can put her on blast, nigga. I don't care. She said, thank you for letting your moms know. I heard her talking wild shit when I left. I was in the hallway and she was mad loud chatting. SMH, good luck in life, Christian. I'm done and thanks for kicking me out. Cool, B. I lost all my respect for you and your moms. So that's disrespectful. That's what she just told me just now. She said, and your moms. I'm not going to reply. She said she's going to expose me. She said, she said, expose me. Like, she misunderstands things. We don't see eye to eye. I'm college. I'm doing what I think. I got a 96 on my midterm. I got finals next week. Feel me? I got a degree coming next year. She's still in high school with the kids. So I'm gonna let her play in her little playground. You feel me?
Right.
I'm not gonna like her stuff. I'm not gonna let her get to me. My mom told me the same thing. You're too blessed to be dealing with the devil right now.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
right.
I said, for real.
Well,
just like Stallion. Motherfuckers want to get on a Stallion train but don't know how to ride a Stallion. Shit, you gotta learn first.
Right on.
That's for E-Monster. Girls wanna take out the monster, but they can't. They have to learn the beast before they know the monster. You know what I mean?
So,
I'm young. I know a lot. I done seen a lot. I done seen things I didn't want to see, and I heard things I didn't want to hear. But I'm not going to feed into the crap that she tells me. She lost respect for me and my mom's. No, my mom's going to talk wild shit because she's not going to. That's what she said. She said, your mom's, I lost respect for you and your mom's. My mom has nothing to do with this. You do. Me and you do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fend for yourself sometimes. Sometimes you got to realize what you do and reflect on what you do. See, as a woman, see, as Stallion, I need something like a Stallion. Not saying I need Stallion because it's my age level. Yeah, it's quiet. I'm not throwing shots. All I'm saying is, you feel me, like a woman. Everybody need a Stallion type of woman. Nobody need a woman. Somebody need a Stallion. So if you know any more Stallions out there, Stallion, let them know that a young brother got a lot of energy and he ain't playing. So,
that's,
you know, I'm not hurt about it because I talked to E about it, and E said, yo, you know what? If she's not in there for you, if she's not seeing what you're doing and trying to bring you up and bring you down, bring her ass out. And that's what I did. I kicked her out. I made her feel it this time. I had to be serious because I was all in my feelings that I didn't realize what she was doing to me. And that's why when people say you're blind, I was blind. I had to put on some glasses and see who she really was. So,
right.
You know, within
well,
all the topic, I'm
yeah,
good.
Part of it is, and part
no,
of it is, bro, like I was telling you, bro, you know what I mean? Like part of it, you did, it has a lot to do with the age level. She's not on your level, bro. Not no more. She's on some kid shit. That's her age. You dig? You need to be. You're an intelligent dude, dog. You're in college. You got your shit right. You should be focusing on somebody else that's intelligent in college. You got their shit right. Some goals in life.
Right.
And now she don't know what she's doing. She don't know what she's doing. She's not old enough to know.
Right.
She's still learning, bro.
Cause I already told her, watch is gonna hit you when you see me up when I'm in a whip. Because I already told E, I'm going to take a trip out of Minnesota to y'all station. I'm going to come out there one day. I got to get my money right first before I leave the country. Got to get my charges right. And I can't be no felon leaving no country now. So, you know, it's when due time. I've been in more relationships than probably she has. Because when I'm 18, I've been in a lot of relationships. You know, I'll be a blunt with a nigga. I don't fuck bitches. I fuck women. That's the difference. But, you know, at the time, I thought I was dealing with one. Feel me, but you know, slowly books uncover. Girls don't show you who they really are until they get comfortable with you. Then that's, you know, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You feel me?
Well,
and, all I told her.
Yes.
No, go ahead, bro. You can tighten up. I was just gonna ask her, has she ever been on?
Nah,
like,
because
a
I put a status.
But
she swears that I'm an exposer. I put in my status. I said exposed. Nah, I won't do that. I respect you. With or without you. That's what I put. So, you know, girls like her, she's young. She's like, expose me. Nobody said that. See, already her understanding is not where I want it to be. And, feel me, I didn't even mean it like that way. Like, so girls, you know, free me girls. So you see a kid. I got my phone fixed. There's a party tomorrow.
Right.
I'm about to feel like Emoth on his birthday. I'm getting fly shit. I'm getting out of there. We going. So, you know, she's talking to me right now. You get no points for that. I'm like, no, you get no points for dealing with a real nigga. Next time, when shit come around and you get that one dude you so-called think that loves you and he plays you like a drum and then he leaves you, see, I could do what I do. I do what I had to do. We had good love and all that, but it wasn't about that. It's not how much time we make. It's what she does with the time. You feel me?
Well, check it out, bro. And then we're going to see if Miss Dahlia might have some therapy for you, and then we still got to check with Day Dirty. The best thing to do right now, through the texting, if it's over, it's over. There's no need for no more conversation.
I haven't replied, bro. You just keep writing me.
Yeah, just let it go. She keep going. She's probably going to go for about a week. That's that age level. You think that's why you don't go there? You did?
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
Right, right.
Maybe a little bit of therapy, maybe a little bit of guidance. You did?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just, like Imasa said, you have to get someone on your same wavelength. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that, guy, you know, not to say any bad things about guys, but they say guys are 7 years behind females in maturity. So, but sometimes I believe that is not always true. So it depends on if you really don't have anything in common with this person. Number one, if you argue and fight all the time and y'all putting each other out and all that shit ain't good anyway. You know what I'm saying? Makeup is good, but when you make it up all the damn time, then that's not a good thing. So you just, you know, you gotta you gotta find that person that's on that same wavelength. I mean, the same path that you're in. I don't know. You're young. You shouldn't even be trying to really just worry about being in a relationship right now. Get money right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do nothing. The thing about it is, you can't provide a woman anything if you don't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So as a man, you need to get out there and you need to get what you need to get so that way you can find that type of woman that you're looking for and not that bullshit that's going to come at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
tell you. That's what it is.
Right now, she keep looking.
Okay. I'm writing it down. Don't go too fast.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down now. This is some jewels now. Hold on. So, all right, hold on, y'all. We're going to jump over here with Jay Dirty, but I'm going to play a clip from a little bit of music right quick, and we're going to come back to Jay Dirty. We got some reviews. We got some reviews on Jay Dirty.
I want to see how you feel about it. Better be some damn good ones. It better be some good ones.
They probably call him drinking or something. You know how he drinking lit all the time. He call a show, y'all, I'm drinking some Henny right now. But I got respect for him, so, you know, no hard feelings.
It can go from... Hold on, bro. It can go from 100 to from zero. Man, I can't even say. I'm going to play the
game. Fuck being on some chill shit. We go zero to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh, Lord. Know yourself, know your worth, nigga. My actions being louder than my words, nigga. How you sold? I been still sold down to earth, nigga. Niggas won't do it, we can do it on their turf, nigga. Oh, Lord. I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the bitches I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dawg. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. The shit a motherfucking lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Who the fuck them niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Fuck all that Drake, you gotta chill shit. I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers pay my bill shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico Basin, putting working on the phones. Either that or drive the money mart to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch that shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh Lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we could really get it, we could go for it. I'm just here for the Bucks and the Billies, nigga. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like, go for us. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, you already wrote for us. Damn, nigga, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounded like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready. Fuck that, I been ready since my dad used to tell me he would come into the house to get me. He ain't show up. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas, they do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
100, nigga, real quick.
Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
Hey. Well, y'all, you know, it can go from 0 to 100 on Monsters Radio.
Real quick.
Real quick. It all depends on who's calling in. You did?
Yeah, I know one person. It goes 0 to 100, like 2.4 seconds to be exact. Maybe I'd give you 2.5. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. Who? Jay Dirty. Oh my God. Y'all just don't know.
This is my only homeboy I put on my taxes when I file my taxes, because he comes through so damn much. You did. What's good, Jay Dirty?
Right on.
Shit, I'm still breathing, brother. It's a blessing. What's happening with y'all?
That's what it do. That's what it do. I can hear in your tone. You ready? You jump roping like, okay, what these motherfuckers say? Come on, you already know I'm fucked up.
All I heard was you had some reviews for me, and the only reviews I know about is when the police talking about me. I don't know what you talking about.
Oh, Oh shit. That's a criminal list, bro. That's not a. But anyway, well. If people have been listening to the show, we've been getting a lot more listeners. They're not, you know, a lot of people, they listen on their computers now. You dig?
Right.
And I was talking to a young lady today. You dig? We was talking about the show. Now, y'all remember O? Remember when O used to call in? It'd be wet Wednesday.
Right.
He'd be talking about, oh, that bitch wouldn't talk to me. Fuck her. These niggas out here didn't fuck up the whole show. You dig? She talked
right.
about that. Like, ooh, I hate when he calls on. I'd be wanting to turn it off. If it wasn't y'all, I'd turn it off. I'd be like, well, damn, okay, that's review time. Okay, what else do you like about the show? She said, you know what, like last night, I really liked that one dude that was talking about, I come in and she got a dildo, I'm throwing that bitch out. What you need that for? I'm here to handle that. So they was like, I like when that dude come on. That dude keeps it real. Did it? So, Jay Dirty, I salute you, bro. There's people that listen here to listen to you. What the fuck? I don't know. But, hey, they come here to listen to you. So,
I don't really know what to say, you know what I mean, except if you really like what I say, then you are a real fucked up individual, so you need to really explore yourself. because, you know, hey, can't no regular motherfucker get with what I get with. So if you really like what I say, oh, brother, you fucked up, and you better respect it. Believe that.
And as we say around here, see, we try to convince Jay Dirty. He not fucked up. He just been through some shit. You did? We all been
right.
through some shit. You did? And
that's right.
why people can relate to it. But that's his term, though. When he say it to you, he not disrespect. He's just telling you, hey, we on the same wavelength. But then he'll tell you, you must be real fucked up because I'm fucked up, too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just being honest, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, I guess that's true, though. You know what I mean, bro? Because I ain't really heard a lot of damn people that, you know, give me, you know, good reviews, you know, because a lot of the people out there, man, they're not really on what I'm on. And I ain't saying that I'm on another level. It's, I don't know, dog. I just don't think like everybody else. So, you know, it's good sometimes to hear when somebody think like you do. It feel good to me, you know what I mean? Because my mind be fucked up some damn time. I be feeling down sometimes because I feel like don't nobody understand me. So when I hear somebody that get what I'm saying, you know, it kind of make me feel good. So I rock with it. Appreciate that, brother, whoever that was. Yeah.
Okay, that's what it do. That's what see, therapy works. Therapy motherfucking works. We got another. Before we get back over here to Relentless. Oh, Lord. I don't know what's up with this motherfucker I'm about to open up the line to. Who knows
Must be
what
Callie.
This woman could say. You don't know. She can come in with a big-ass glass of Kool-Aid, motherfucking Hennessy. Who knows what she got going on? She kicking me out the house because they don't bust that thing right. You did. You better have your head game good or you're not moving in. I'm just telling you. You're not moving in. but you know how it is. When I go down her thugging and bugging block, y'all, she from LBC, deep in the motherfucking hood. She got little motherfucking toddlers outside her crib banging. Some of them banging Pampers and other ones banging Huggies. So I got to do a roll call to come down her house or they going to pull a switchblade on me.
I would just like to say this, though, Monster. Just because you from the hood don't mean that you really about that life. But I ain't no disrespect to Kelly girl. She cool people. But I just wanted to put that out there. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Let's put it like this, bro. To get up the Cali door, you got to do a bird call.
I believe it.
I'm here. What's good, everybody?
What's good, Kelly?
What's good? I'm just chilling on 96 degree weather. Don't hang up on me,
but I'm
going
to be nice.
Yes, you are going to be nice, and only you know me very well. I got something to get off my chest. It's Thursday,
Tell us what's on your beat today.
Look, let me tell you. So why do I go to work, right, and this damn employee gets on my fucking nerves. She smiles in my face, asks me how I'm doing, and talks shit behind my back in Spanish like I don't know what she's saying in Spanish. Come on now. Now, why is she going to ask me? Because the other person who works in the office was gone that day. She's going to talk about Shauna. Oh, I noticed you're losing a lot of weight. Are you okay? Bitch, you just heard me tell the other teacher 10 minutes ago when she asked me the same question of my weight loss, and I just sat there and told her when my iron drops, my blood drops, which causes me to lose weight, and the doctor don't know why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you questioning me when I just fucking told somebody 10 minutes ago and I didn't hide nothing? Just don't get fucked up.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
All right, Nancy.
Okay.
Watch out for that category.
Mm-hmm. I would like to clarify so real quick.
Go ahead and clarify.
I deal with the same damn shit on my job. My question to you is, do you still get a paycheck?
Yeah, my brother.
Well, I got another damn question for you, though. Do you feel like popping off on this woman?
Yep. But I'm not
hungry. I want to ask you this, then. Is it worth you losing your paycheck over? A fake-ass bitch, is she worth you losing your paycheck over? Then fuck her.
No.
Go to work, do it with it, come home and cash that check, baby. Simple as that. Life's hell. Deal with it.
Right.
It's simple.
Like he said, she ain't real. She ain't real. She can't even talk to you all the way in English. She's trying to hide half the shit in Spanish. Yeah, don't stunt her. Yeah. Okay. What you tell her to do is tell her go to monstersradio.com, go to the Karma Cafe link, and there's a PayPal button that says, kiss my ass. And when she put it,
you know why she, I found out why she was talking about me. It was because she got mad because I had to call school safety on one of the parents because I had told the parent twice already that she was not allowed to bring her stuff on campus and she didn't want to listen. So I had to call school safety because it's a safety issue for our kids. You're not allowed to sell anything on campus, especially homemade stuff. And she's like, yes, I can. No, it's not, bitch. It's in the book. It gets home sent every year from kindergarten to high school. You cannot sell anything on campus, especially homemade.
Oh, shit. Teachers hating on the hustle.
Exactly. I'm not hating on nobody's hustle. You can do what you want. You want to hustle, though, you can hustle them across the street. But that's
I understand
is,
you got a job, baby. I ain't mad at you. No disrespect.
You know
I know
saying?
You got a
that's,
job,
that's
baby. I ain't
thing.
Mad at you. Yeah.
So I'm telling you, like, if I want to take Jordan, like, Jordan's birthday's next month. If I want to take a cake for Jordan, I have to literally buy it at the store. I can't bring make him a cake and take it to school. It's a safety issue because we got kids that are diabetic. We got kids that are allergic to chocolate. We got kids allergic to peanuts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Callie. Wherever you chase this person off from, don't take your ass around there tomorrow. Somebody's going to brick your ass with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm just saying. I'm telling you. So, all right. Hey,
and then
let's
the funny
go ahead and check in with the young.
Yeah, let's talk with
oh,
somebody
what?
Else.
The funny part?
I was going to say something. But I do want to say something. But I am glad that Owen's not back on the show because, you know what? That's another thing I have to keep calm because, you know, I want to go off on him too.
He got to call in on the Comic Cafe Urban Therapy and then vent. You dig? Then we can talk about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I come in on a wet Wednesday, we talking about, let's get it in.
Fuck them bitches.
Fuck them titties. He's trying to lick that thing. He's trying to come fuck bitches. You a fool, Tiger.
Oh, man. Y'all crazy, boy. Y'all crazy as fuck.
let's ask the youngin, you dig, Relentless, how he feel about the stuff that Cali Girl went through today, you dig, about, you know, what she got going on. Maybe he got a little bit of therapy for her from the young man point of view. What's good?
Yeah, what up? Shouts out to Jay Dirty for keeping it 100. Shouts out to Cali for going through some shit, because now she can say nobody go through nothing. And, you know, I went through something today, let my shorty go. Ain't nothing bad. No funeral. No sob story. It's just, you know, after a while, you start to break down. It starts to get to you. Like, you see that, you know, you're going through shit, and she sees that she keep bringing you down. I don't like arguing. She loves arguing. She thinks if I don't argue back, I don't care about her. And I said, that's not the question. In your age level, how you do it, that's maybe how in your world it works, but in my world, you get respect. You show respect to get respect. If you don't show me respect, I'm not going to give you the time of day, and I ain't going to give you no Rolex ring if that's what you're thinking, too. It just don't work like that. So, it don't work like that. So, I said, you know.
Right.
The story, this is how it happened. Let me just cut to the chase. I was 10 months, boom. 10 months came, boom. Then, now she hit me in a message. Like, I got to be honest with him, posting up statuses. You know how girls like to do riddles?
Uh-huh.
Girls love to do riddles. So they kept going on Facebook, commenting like, I got to be honest. So she told me in the inbox I had feelings, hard feelings for somebody else. And then I can't. I'm on the line. I'm on the live shit. They're going to cut me off. I'm on a live thing. So what happened was she told me she had hard feelings for the next kid. I feel some type of way. I'm not going to show it. But, no, it's about the radio is about this, man. You don't know, man. I'm not even going to get into this. Basically, to get to the point, she came to my crib today. I kicked her out. She came back. She told me to take her home. I said, nah, this is the time where you walk on your own. She's like, what you mean? It means exactly what it means. You know, people tell you things, and it transfers something to you. So, since girls are critical thinkers, critically think that your ass is out of my life. So, she left. So, she hit me up now, like, I want to work things out. And she's trying to say that my mom don't want to see us together and all this other. I'm like, yo, you don't know what you're talking about. I know what I want. I don't want you. That's the point. Don't try to make any excuse.
You know you want to go over there and knock her off real quick. You know it.
Man, I did that yesterday, boy. I did that yesterday. The only difference is I can say one thing. If you let the pussy get to you, if you let the pussy get to your mind, then it's gonna be different. It's gonna make you think and cause she got this. Mm-mm. Every girl has a pussy. It's just the best one is the girl that knows how to use it and knows how to only keep her man for that one thing and not go around the hood or go around where she go and flirt with other guys, because that's not what I do. If I have one, I keep one. I don't keep four. I don't keep five.
Hey, Marshall,
I know a couple
could I comment
people.
On this, bro?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, bro, just to let you know this, little homie, I mean no disrespect by the following, brother, so please regard me. I mean no disrespect. But all that shit, though, corny. If a bitch ain't doing you right, see, I got no bond with bitches because I done been through too much. I got no bond with them. So if a motherfucker start down tripping on me, that's one thing about me. I don't catch feelings for bitches. When I find out they a bitch, my feelings is gone. I don't have them no more. So, you know, and I'm trying to understand your situation. You know, I'm hearing you talking, and you steady talking about this girl, man. You're giving her too much time. You're giving her too much damn time in your day. Like, you really need to just say fuck her for real and just quit talking about her. She nothing. She dirt. She shit. You hear me? But, yeah, I'm a fall back. No disrespect, little homie, you know?
No, bro. I'm from the hood. Disrespect. I know when a person's speaking facts, and I know when somebody's going to disrespect you. You know when they're disrespecting me. You just telling me something I should have noticed before. You feel me?
Yeah, that's all it is, man. It's all love,
man,
brother. No, yeah.
I know the love. I've been on the South before. Just because your tone is different and your accent different don't make you a different person. Everybody human.
Straight
shit,
up.
Jay Dirty divorced me the next day.
Man,
you divorced me. Let me get it right. right. You divorced me. You just ain't sending no damn papers because I ain't going to court nowhere. They're going to have to come catch me at the house, knock on the door early in the month.
Yeah. You know, she's hit, like, right now, like, as we speak, like, I was like, I came home, she hit me up now, oh, nobody want to see us. I'm like, yo, stop hitting me up. Like, why, what don't you get? I don't want you no more. Like,
the best thing you can do, brother, is just play stupid and ignore every damn thing she do and never tell another soul about her. Completely treat her.
You know that?
That's the best damn thing you can
do. That's exactly. And you know what
else ignoring is the best weapon.
You send her this song right here.
Hey.
Yeah. And it stands for what?
Y'all nigga over there. sorry nigga over there.
He must have, you a fool, brother, for that song. You a fool.
That is real.
And I call them bitches nods. There ain't no thoughts.
It took me a while to warm up to that thought word, though, because I didn't know what the fuck that shit meant when I heard these young folks going around saying that. I was like, hold on, what the fuck is that?
Is this a meeting?
I thought it was an STD for real.
And now you can use
like
the word
it varies, Jay Dirty. It varies.
Right.
It varies, though.
Now, I'm not saying that old girl was a thought, but I'm just saying she got a little thought quality.
Nah, I know. I listen to the song. You got me bobbing my head and shit, doing James Brown moves and shit. Like, shit. Jay Dirty done got me in here thinking, like, yo, I'm a man, right? Let me be a man. Let me not be in her lane. Like, she was like I looked at her. I'm like, yo, don't talk to me. It's a rap. Like, it's a rap. I don't care if you mad.
Try
I don't care if you like, feel me? They say we dogs, so I'm going to put her in the cat category. What do cats do? They fall, reflex, get back up and move on. What dogs do, dogs be loyal to the person that was loving them. But when they see they wasn't getting no love, they bite and they attack.
What you need to focus your energy on, bro, is this motherfucking party, this college party.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Jay Dirty. I'm going to take a book out of Jay Dirty book.
To a college party. Come Saturday, you ain't gonna remember that girl. You're gonna be like, who is this texting me? Who this?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
That's what it's all about, though. Catching amnesia with these hoes. It's all about that. I love catching amnesia with these bitches because they be looking at me funny in public when I see them. But, bitch, I'm mugging your back. I love catching amnesia with hoes. I love it.
Like, Saxon, like, this is what
that's
I said, like, nah, you could go Stallion, you a lady, ladies first.
Nah, I'm just saying that's why I divorced his monkey ass, that's why the papers on there.
Man, all right, look,
they
look, right,
come on,
man. Look at the form,
I'm going to tear that bitch down.
Oh, shit.
Don't
see, you already know,
because,
ever since
you know
he got on this show,
before.
Jay Dirty been hitting on Stallion, let me just put that out there.
It's vice versa, Pepper. She been coming at me.
So, Mister, don't care about no girl, but like Stallion, that's called emotion, brother.
Let me tell you this though, Stallion be talking a lot on the radio, but I ain't never seen her in person, man. She gotta show me what's happening physically first.
She's a very beautiful woman. I can tell you that.
I ain't saying she ain't beautiful. I'm just saying I got to know, you know what I mean? Hey, you got to be a special kind of motherfucker to fuck with me. I ain't shit.
Yeah.
All right,
Let's keep it real. I'm the only one.
He was real about it. He ain't lie to you. He ain't say he went to Harvard. He ain't say none of that, man.
You did? They don't know. I'm the only one seeing your
nah,
fire.
But
you can be
I respect Jay Dirty.
Catfish ain't
going like,
to no ugly body picture.
You feel me? You see his name, Jay Dirty. Doesn't make him a filthy man. It just makes him know he gritty, he grimy. And if you come into the fish in the pond, you're going to get eaten by a shark. So,
Right
on. Whoa.
Wow.
I ain't commenting on that, brother. Hey, the tabloids are spoken, brother.
Right on.
Yeah, see, my way of thinking is different.
Up.
You know, it's different.
Everybody's different, man. That's what makes the world beautiful. Everybody different, man. I'm not hating on you for nothing. I'm just saying don't have no bond with these bitches. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, Monster, I appreciate you for putting up with me, though, man, because a lot of people would have done hung the fuck up on me. I appreciate you for being patient with a not-shit motherfucker. I appreciate that.
He would have kept on talking and nobody would have heard you.
He
done hung up
on
me a couple times. Fuck that.
I done hung up on everybody. So, I hate to break it up. Hey, shit's getting good. Shit's going. But, hey, it's about time for the end of the show. It is what it is. So, hey, if you want to go hour and a half, you want to go 2 hours, 3 hours, hit us up. Help us out with some sponsorships so we can help this thing go a little bit longer, you dig? So, hey, don't forget, check us out, monstersradio.com. I will be in the Chicago area in May, and I'll be in the Michigan area DJing. I'll be in Chicago performing
I'll be DJing in Michigan in April. I'll be making it down there to Dallas, Texas pretty soon. So, hey, stay up to date on what we got going on. Stallion Baltimore's got some crazy big events coming up. I'm a leak just
right,
a little something. I'm sorry, Mama. Don't steal on me. But there may be a big-ass motherfucking car show coming up. Crazy.
Man, I love cars,
crazy.
Man. Fuck, man.
I'm coming. Whatever it is, I'm coming. I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, so let's go ahead and do our shout-out. We'll start out with the guys of the show. We'll bring it to the. Well, you're not a newcomer, you dig, but you still a little smell like Similac around here. You dig. We'll go out with Relentless first. And now we know how you
Relentless.
Like to do with with your shout outs, bro. Don't make me hit you with the Grammy music. Well, let's go and get some shout outs, bro.
It's gonna be real short. Shout out to me for realizing I'm a man. Shout out to Jay Derry for speaking facts. Shout out to Stallion for being a woman. And shout out for E Monster from coming back from out the hospital because everybody hating on him, you know.
Right.
And you know, I respect myself. I learn things every day. And that's about it. You know, grind, be blessed.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. That's good.
Work the work you have. Because some of the girls don't want to work with you. They're in the, they're too busy doing extracurricular activities. So you're going to leave them to the side where they belong. You feel me?
There you go, bro.
I got a college party tomorrow.
Go,
I'm getting drunk. I might, you know, you already know. What up? I'm gonna like see his picture on Facebook with that orange jacket and the top hat with that juice and that stripper twerking on the video. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, boy. That's how you get that. I gotta come out to Minnesota. Shit. But yo, you know, that's it. I ain't gonna take the time. Jay Dirty gotta say something.
What about you, Cal? You got some shout outs? Look, she don't win bloop on us.
No, I'm right here. You know how I do it. Shout out to everybody. Have a good night. Don't drink and drive because we need you tomorrow. That's it.
That's what it do. What about you, Mr. Jay Dirty? We gonna squeeze one out of you tonight, bro. Just one maybe.
The only one you're gonna get from me, brother, is shout out to Monsters Radio, because I don't fuck with nobody else to give no damn shout outs. I'm dolo solo like a motherfucker, and I love it. I'm Mr. Lonely, and I love it, baby. Yeah.
Well, hey, we showed up, appreciate it, because you know how Jay Dirty usually do, y'all. Y'all faithful listeners, he'll be like, nope, nobody. Pass. What about you,
right?
Y'all about tomorrow?
You know me, I want to shout out to everybody so I don't miss no motherfucking body. Make sure you check us out on monstersradio.com. Go to show links, click on either one of us, myself, Imonsta, Fly Gaza, and that'll take you to wherever the fuck you need to be to find out more about us. That is what it is. See you tomorrow.
Okay. That's what you know how I do. Hey, I send shout out to everybody that don't only like the links, but they also share them with their friends and family and all their social networks. To dig, like she said, don't forget, hook up with us on the show link at monstrousradio.com. Jay Dirty around here so much, we might have to put his face up there. I'm just saying, so y'all can get to know.
Right.
I still haven't seen Jay Dirty.
I still haven't seen Jay Dirty.
That's a good name.
All right, we're going to play some Juice G on our way up out of here. This is one of his tracks. You can get it on, I believe it's on CD Baby, iTunes, Rhapsody, all that. This is Juice G. He's out there promoting the show. He obviously have enough time to call in tonight, but, hey, I still salute you, bro. He shared the show like 500, 600, 700, 800 times. It is what it is. This is a track called Attention.
Crushing shit, call me Tunchi, cause I am a Martian, bitch. Yeah, I'm about to go insane, cause these words is like a marching band banging in my brain. So prepare for this parade. The game announced me to the stage. All I do is press play, turn the tables on these haters on my mic and just blaze.
better duck fast. My words blasting the vicious artillery. I'm a verbal assassin. Originality is what they lacking. These rappers all gone off the same damn tactic. Shoot 'em up. Bang, bang. They say they fucking hoes. The same old thing. Most of these rappers sound like a broken record. But I guess that's what it is, right?
That's that shit I don't like.
But niggas claiming they spittin', saying they did it all, but this ain't the life they live in. So all of the politicians beating everyone lies and clouding everyone's vision. Cause this shit ain't okay. The world is on the verge.
Hey, Juice, I got you, man.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True B.I.
You want to hear more of that Juice track? Go buy it, mother.